are going to start a new series, short, and I announced on Wednesday. So for those who are not around, we are going to start a teaching today, and we'll title it Good, Better, Best. Amen. Do you have a design for it already? All right. Good, Better, Best. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3. We're going to be going in the line of the leading of the Spirit. Amen. So why did we call it Good, Better, Best? We'll find out. And we're going to go that route. Proverbs 3 verse 5. As long as verse 4. Are you there? So you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of the God and man. Amen? You didn't say amen. You don't like favor. Alright. So you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Then it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Can we verse 6 together? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall lead and direct your path. Okay. One of the most important things a Christian can learn is how to be led by God's Spirit. That means you're less led by noise. You're less led externally. I can and I will be led by God's Spirit. So look at that verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So observe that. That means I can be led by my own understanding. And he calls that also a leading. He didn't say it's not a leading. He says it's just another kind of leading. I can be led by the Lord, trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will lead and direct your path. So God can lead and direct my path if I trust in him. And I can also go another route and not trust in him and be led by what this time around? My own understanding. So again, Solomon or whoever is talking here is telling you, man can be led in different ways. You don't trust God with your head. You don't trust God with your brain. You trust God with your heart. That means the primary way God designed that we are going to know him and know his plans for us is by trusting him, not by being half smart. It's good to be smart, and you're going to see that in the course of the teaching. It's good to have information about what's going on. Yesterday, I was still talking to Prophet here and Bershola, and we were talking about quite a number of things. I'm not a dumb person. I think I'm not a genius. I don't think I am. But concerning the things I want to know, I know. And I can dedicate sometimes years to find out one thing. I mean, every year I always have something that is not Christian or Bible related that I'm just focused on researching on. I just want to know about this. I necessarily am not going to take any step on it. I just want to know every year. And sometimes if I finish it before the end of the year and it's a boring adventure, I move to another thing. It's good to know things. But it says, you can be led by understanding and it will not be the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Say all your ways. Because sometimes we only acknowledge him in the tough things. So we take care of the simple things. And then when things are tough and we don't know where else to turn, then we say, oh, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. That's why a lot of people now, they turn to the Spirit of God when it's time to get married. All your life. It was never about what God wanted. It was never about what God desired. But the moment it's time to choose, it's more with the sisters. Amen. The brothers, I don't know. I have just seen this from a few days, you know. I started pastoring deep first today. So I've seen it. It's the sisters that are more concerned about God's will. Why is that? Who knows why? I don't know. I would like to know. It's rare to find a brother come to, I don't know if it's God's will. The brothers always come and say, I'm sure. I want to go and meet her. I'm the one that is saying, are you sure? The sisters are always coming and say, this is what actually happened, but I just want to be sure that it's God's way. Amen. Brothers, so my question is, why are you like that? You don't need God. And so, it's easy to say you want to acknowledge God when it's time for tough things. But it says, in all your ways. It's underlined in my own Bible. In all your ways. All. That means, even the things that appear common sense to me. Even the things that appear, you should figure this out. You should have figured this out. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Say, I acknowledge him. I've been expecting time on this. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will lead and direct your path. And if God directs your path, you know you're going to end up in very nice places. Amen. Romans 8. So we're looking at good, better, best. You know that old song, that old primary school? I said the part I don't like in the song is the I will never rest. Why? We just started life. No, be primary one. We already singing I will never rest. Until my good is better. But let me rest. I will go from good to better to best. But I will rest. Amen. Romans 8. But I understand the context of the song. So, don't mind me. We are all going to read from verse 13 to verse 15 together. Are we ready? Okay, I'll wait for you. Want to go? For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, verse 15. To fear, but we have received the Spirit of adoption. Verse 16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. So it says, as many as are led by the Spirit, verse 14, they are the sons of God. That means every child of God is led by the Spirit of God. You are not led by a demon. You are not led by circumstances. You are led by the Spirit. Of course, this is primarily in salvation. When you got saved, that is the leading of the Spirit. It led you from flesh into the work of the Spirit, from darkness to light. Paul teaches that in Acts chapter 26, verse 18. The work God gave Paul is that he will lead the Gentiles from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. So, listen, come. At salvation, salvation itself, that you got saved means that God led you out of darkness. So, a believer cannot say, I don't know how God leads. You will need to search within and follow his voice because you know his voice. I said, you know his voice. You know his voice. You recognize it. The voice of the stranger you will not follow. So, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Interesting. But he now put something else. He says, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Verse 15. So, Paul introduces something else. Man can be led by fear. Because he's talking about how God has led from the flesh to the Spirit. Then he says, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption by which we acknowledge him. We cry, Abba Father. We acknowledge him. So, how many of you have been led by fear before? I have. You know, I don't mean fear of panic, you sweating. No. I mean, maybe a fear of missing out on something, or fear of you might never get it out. You might never get it again. Or fear of, what will I do? If this gets away from me, that's the end. I'm not led by fear. One of the things I told myself as a teenager, which was, I'm 16, so I'll be 17 next week. Amen. But one of the things I told myself as a younger person, because I'm still very young, I mean, when I was 16, 17, I said, if I can know how to hear from God, I'm made. And I remember I'll tune into BCOS, that's Broadcasting Corporation of Oyo State, every Sunday afternoon by 2 o'clock. And Pastor Adebayo is always on screen, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, every Sunday. It used to be 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, then they moved it 2 o'clock to 3. That was before Dove TV. And I'll hear him say things like, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My daddy said, and I'm looking at him, The first time was with one suspicious eye. Thank you, Father. My daddy said, then it came like that. So every Sunday, I hurry home. Sometimes I will still go back to church because I'm a church boy. Sometimes I leave church by 6. But for that program, I hurry home just to watch. Or if I cannot hurry home, there are folks who their house is close to church. So I'll just go there. And I began to know, this man is led by God's Spirit. He can hear God. And I began to tell God, I want to hear you too. Or is it for some people? Am I his phone? Is it for some people? Am I not a child of God? And I realized, okay, God can lead me. And he's leading me. And he'll keep leading me. Because we can be led by other things. Proverbs just told you, you can be led by understanding. Paul just told you, you can be led by fear. You can be led by emotions and feelings. Fear is a feeling, is it not? Huh? It's a feeling. Fear is a feeling of doom when it has not happened. That means fear itself is not real. It's an anticipation of doom or of something that is bad. It has not happened. Sometimes it doesn't even exist. If you see children, there are children who fears the dark. I say children because if there are even some of you who are married with 2 kids and you fear the dark, may God help you in Jesus' name. You wake up in the midnight. There's a chair in your room that there's a cloth on it and it somehow looks like a human being in the middle of the night. Everybody has that in their house. I remember when I was staying alone, used to be around that Jack on this side. I woke up in the middle of the night, so there's this wardrobe and all that. So I don't know how I hung the clothes. So I just, and it looked like someone was actually staring at me in a hoodie. I first step, I said, calm down. What do I have that they really want to hurt me? I looked at it again. It was real. It looked, he had almost as though the eye were turning. See, fear. I animated clothes. So I said, who's there? Talk now. When did he not talk? So I found my phone, put on the torch. And of course I could have started speaking in tongues. Amen. I bind you. What are you binding? It's your clothes. Fear does not give you evidence of what has happened. Only what has not happened. It has not happened. Just somehow you are in the feelings. Man can be led by feelings. And it's not bad. I'm not here to condemn it. I'm not saying it's not bad. There are people who have escaped things because they had a feeling. A goosebump. I don't even know what I'm talking about. You enter the bus. I had a friend who entered the bus one time and just had this strange feeling of from their faces. I don't know how you want to kidnap people and your face is not lovely. I mean, you are not going to succeed. Because imagine which brother can I use now in this church? All of you have very, very smiling faces. Amen. You need a face like mine to be able to kidnap. Amen. He's not there that I want to kidnap you. You won't again and say this one. What will he do? Because I have a lovely face. Amen. Oh, bro, well. He can't kidnap you. You want to kidnap. You are wearing your face. And you enter the bus. The guy entered the bus and just felt, nah. And he came down. And later it was discovered that they were one chance. No one chance. You have to be Nigerian to understand what that means. I don't know. He does not have English. In that instance, will you say he was led by his feelings? Huh? Was he good? Huh? So it's not bad. That people who escaped danger because they felt a rumble in their belly. It happens. I can't go again. I'll say, hey. That's why I missed that exam. Oh God, you are not meant to miss your exam because you are having stomach. In fact, when I was in school, I don't used to eat night before exam. An exam morning, just so that I don't want to hear any excuse. If I want to go and eat myself, I want to, because that's happened before. In secondary school. And I regretted it. And in secondary school, I was in the competition. So people thought it was just pass the exam. No, to us, it was war. There are people you are looking at in SS2D and you're saying, What did he get? You see your own script. You see your own script, 62 over 70, and you are going to another person's class. Alpha, what did he get? 63. And you are unhappy. So it was like that. So I had to visit the toilet during one of the exams, one of the chemistry exams, which was my, that was my own strong point. That was where I was going to win. So, and they didn't pause the exam for me. Someone just escorted me to Labamba side. What Bolade? You know Labamba? Glory to his name. If you don't worry about Labamba, it's a fortified, glorified toilet. You can be led sometimes by feelings. Oh, pastor, when I saw him, my heart skipped a beat. Maybe you should go and do echo. Prophet can help you. Amen. You pay. It's not free. Because some people say, prophet can help you. Say, hey, we are free. We don't. Why is your heart skipping beats? Yeah, I just feel a butterfly in my tongue. Go and do ultrasound. Let's know what is really there. Something is moving around. And it's not from God. Hallelujah. But can those things also give someone a direction, as it were? Yes. But that's all it is. Does God lead us with those things? One side. Amen. A strong feeling does not mean that it's true. I have a strong feeling about this. I mean, it's true. Have you not had a strong feeling about things before and you were wrong? I mean, has it happened to you before? You had a very strong feeling about it and you were wrong. Come on. Recently, there was a case in the media about a lady who was crying about someone raped her and all of that. I could not finish watching the video. And I have the Spirit of God. Some of God should have told me, this is false. God did not tell me anything. I was watching it. I was tears. That girl can act too. I had water in my eyes. I could not finish watching it. I had to just leave the entire app. I had very strong... In fact, if it was left to me, the person who did it has died already. Bro, I have crucified. I saw him raised to life and I killed him again. In my head. So, few days after, when she came out, and I was saying, I said, no, it's not possible now. Because I had very strong feelings about it. Are you getting me? But my strong feelings were wrong. So the fact that I had a very strong impression about it doesn't mean it's true. Trust in the Lord with all your feelings. Eh? With your heart. The heart there is your spirit. And that's why Paul would say, the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. That means the leading is internal. The spirit bears witness with our spirit. God leads us from within. Say from within. Come on. Say from within. It is internal. He's not expecting us to rely on external factors. He's not expecting us to rely on feelings and goosebumps and bowel inconvenience. Some people say itching. Say, when my body starts itching me, bad things are about to happen. Your body does not itch you to tell you good things. Your own body does not tell you when good news is coming. It's only when bad things. The leading of God's Spirit is not just for bad things. Amen. Sometimes when we say leading of God's Spirit, what people think about is, so I will not make mistake. So I will not have accident. God has led me away from a bus before and nothing happened to the bus. And it was God's leading. I mean, I was sharing this in one church on the island. I went to minister. So when I was saying the story, they were expecting that, okay, yeah, there was not a big accident. I said, no, there was no big accident. So I know someone in the mind saying, so why did he not lead you? Why did he not take you away from the bus? Hallelujah. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm not led by feelings. I'm not led by my mind. I'm led by the Spirit. So we said a strong feeling does not mean, look at 1 Samuel. Someone had a strong feeling. He went to the house of Jesse and he had a strong feeling. Verse 16. So at this point, God had rejected Saul. That's one of the things that scared me the most. God had rejected Saul from being king of Israel. You know why it's scary? Because Saul was the king. Saul was still sitting on the throne. and yet God has rejected him. 13 years and he was still the king. That means a man can be preaching, can still be teaching, laying hands on the sick and they are healed, praying for the disturbed and they are delivered, and God has rejected him. Scary. Scary. God had rejected Saul, and God wanted to anoint another person. Who was the person going to be? Bible study? David. So, Samuel went to the house of Jesse. 1 Samuel 16. Verse 5. He said, "Peaceably have I come to sacrifice in the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, he looked on Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." So, what did Samuel say? Surely. Say surely. So, in Samuel's head, this is the Lord's anointed. It's clear. Clear as day. Looks like Saul. Talks like Saul. Must be Saul. Must be Saul's replacement. The way God, they do things. This is our God. And God said, verse 7. "But the Lord said unto Samuel, don't look at his countenance." That means, don't be deceived by what you see. Don't be led by what you see. There's that old song. "I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what..." Except it's the word of God. You don't go to Sunday school? So how many of you know the song? Hey! What did you grow up listening to? Forget words. "I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I hear. I am only moved by the word of God." So I'm moved by the word of God. So God told Samuel, don't look at his countenance. I feel God is talking to someone this morning about a brother. Don't look at his countenance, nor the height of his stature. Amen. Amen. It might be summarized, but it's summarized for you. Hallelujah. Amen. It might not be TDH. No TDH. Tall, dark, and handsome. It might not be TDH. But it's a believer. God says to Samuel, don't look at his fine face. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be led by what you see. Don't look at his countenance. That's what God taught Samuel. Or the height of his stature. You getting that? Come on, you getting that? So, Samuel said, I'm going to anoint Eliab. Why? It feels like it. And we said, does my feeling really connote the leading of God, the perfect and astute leading of God? No. Because I can have a strong feeling and I'm wrong. Samuel had a very strong feeling about Eliab. And God said, if you know Eliab very well, nah. Or sometimes, Eliab can be good. But God has something better. So it doesn't mean Eliab is bad. And I've tried explaining that. Amen. I said, pastor has turned around on Eliab. No. Just a bit of another look at Eliab. Good man. Good man. Who loves his brothers and took care of his own. Say, Eliab. Don't go and name your child Eliab because of that. The household of Eliab. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying is, strong feelings don't mean that's how God wants, the direction God wants you to go. Samuel already clocked Eliab and God said, nah. Don't look at his countenance or the height of his stature, because I've refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Is it making sense? For Samuel 16. Man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. So God leads from where? The heart. So you want to get married and you have a bucket list, which is nice. You should have what you want. Anybody that accepts anything gets anything. Amen. I've said you have to get married to what you love. Or who you love. Not that you wake up one morning and say, I've changed my mind. See his fat nose. Like my own. See his long ears like my own. You know, my ears are long. They have blended with my body now. When I was younger, it used to be very long. But you did not see that one before you got married. You now woke up, 5 year anniversary. And I say, she's not as tall as I would have loved. Eh? That's how. But as much as you have those preferences, don't be led by them. Don't be led by them. Are you listening to me? Man looks at the outward. God looks at the heart. So sometimes feelings can be unreasonable. Have you ever looked back on a decision you made based on a feeling? And you felt, how stupid was I? Me. Don't clip this. One of the things in my life that I was wondering, what pushed me there was supporting Asna. How did I get here? My wife has told me, when I can't just change, can't just change the club. Which sounds convenient. But, to what? Definitely cannot be Chelsea, because now Asna will beat us every time. You get it. Then I will now start regretting. Why did I leave to be bullied? You get what I'm saying, right? You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It can't be mine. They play once every 40 days. But I found myself, what led me to this? And of course, people like Brosher and the rest that have gone to support Man City, we all know. They are just being led by anything. They move from different club to different club. No, we are stable. Amen. Sam's stable. Thank you. But I've questioned that decision many times. Not once, not 10 times. Sometimes you see them play and they say, someone used charm for me. How did I get here? That's how much wrong your feelings can be. And there's no football fan who has never been wrong with their feelings. But that was on a lighter note. But are there real life situations where I look back and I said, I was wrong? Yeah. Because feelings can be unreasonable. Jonah was led by anger. God told him, you have to go to Nineveh. And he said, Nineveh, can you see them? I've told you before that God said you should forgive someone does not mean that they will be sorry. Someone can hurt you and they are still not sorry. And God said, you must follow peace. We are looking at that on Wednesdays right now, Abby. What's that to? This forgiveness thing, Abby. Uh-huh. Someone can hurt you and they still stand by it. They double down on it and say, what do you want to do? And God is saying, go to him. Tell him his fault. You say, eh? Walk in love. Reconcile. Reconcile what? Feelings can be wrong. Jonah was led by anger. And he was led by the entire situation. This is what God will want. These people are not sorry. God does not want to forgive them. And God said, no. That's not the way I walk. Now, it's easy to say, I'm not led by feelings and I'm not led by my emotions. Until the rubber hits the road. When the real situations show up, you've got to be disciplined enough to not be led by those feelings. God gave Abraham and Sarah his word. But it's easy to say, yes, I trust you, Lord. After 1 year. Of the promise. 2 years. 3 years. 4 years. 5 years. 5 years, you start saying, did God actually say it? Are you sure? The prophet that said it, are you sure he's a man of God? You start doubting. 10 years in. Oh, God never said it. Because God's word does not fail. Then, Agar comes in. Sarah said, the way I'm feeling, my body cannot conceive. But was she wrong? Come on. Was she wrong? Was he her body? Was he no, he said no, sir. It was not her body. It's your body. It's in your own body. Was he her body? Eh? Did she feel it? Eh? Or was she wrong? She said her body can't conceive. And God said, no, that's not how I work. My words remains the same. She was led by her feelings into bringing in Agar. And Agar, Ishmael. We know the rest of the story. Not every result is a good result. And not every seeming good result is God's result. At the moment, Ishmael satisfied their test for a child. But God said, he's going to be a wild donkey. He's going to hunt you down. His hand shall be against his brethren. And every man's hand shall be against Ishmael. You know where God capped it? And he will not leave you. They used their own hands to bring about chaos in their own lives. That's what happens when you are in the feelings. Feelings are good. They're not, in fact, if you don't feel anything in your life, something's wrong with you. Let's just start with that one. I've never felt anything for any lady. I've never felt anything. Bro, go and do hormonal profile. Amen. Something is wrong. You've never felt anything. No atom of love. No atom. Nothing. You say you think it's because you're spiritual. Let them take your blood, Biko. Amen. Please, can we have that? It's not because you are spiritual. You should feel things. But it doesn't mean God is using your feelings to lead you. Are you getting me? Come on, are you getting me this morning? Jeremiah 17. I'll show you something. So, are we led externally or internally? Come on. Huh? So we are led from within. All right, good. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The earth is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And it's these things that you are reasoning from yourself. These things is deceitful. It's deceitful. The moment you are led from outside, it's open to be corrupted. Don't be led by fleeces. You know fleeces? And guesses. If this date I'm going on, if it comes in a tie, if it's a blue tie, then it's the one. It's the two knee. You'll be shocked. You'll come in a blue tie. And it's not the three. Because if you are bringing an external leading, and guess what? The devil can fulfill your wishes too. He told Jesus, if you will do this, I'll fulfill it. If you can bow, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. That was what Jesus wanted. That was why he came, right? For the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. And the devil saw that and said, oh, that's what you want. I'll give it to you. Just bow. So that means your wishes can be granted. And it's not by God. And that's dangerous. Don't be led by fleeces. The yellow house. If you can say this. If there's any tire in his name. If there's anything tire in his name. So I'm not led from the outside. Come on. I'm not led from the outside. I am led by the Spirit of God. If the door opens and the door does then it's God. If it does not do how does a sports door mean that it's God that's talking to you? Nah. God doesn't lead you with guesses. Now, does it mean that is totally out of the way? No. It's not bad. Gideon, we saw with Gideon, right? Huh? Everyone that scoops down to take water. When Gideon took the army, and they said they were testing, they got to a river. How did Gideon filter them out? He said those that bent down and they were taking water from the stream, they are out. Those that were alert and they didn't, they were conscious of that. He said those are the ones that will stay with him. Now that's a fleece. Did he work for Gideon? Yes. You get what I'm saying? Does it mean that's how God leads you? No. Fleeces are good, but that's not the best. Go for the best. He leads you by his Spirit. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Romans 8:16. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Children of God. So, God's Spirit talks to your spirit, not to your goosebumps, not to your stomach. God's Spirit talks to your spirit. Don't be led by fleeces. Don't be led. You will see what you want. That thing that you are saying, if I can see, you will see it. You will see it. That thing you are looking for. If you can just open the car door to me, as we are going, I don't know, I'm not sure whether it's the one, but if you can be caring and open the car door, that's the day that man, he has never opened car door before. I just say, let me just try it now, okay. You not say, is the one. It's the one. Don't be led by that. You have a better way. Are you getting me? It's not bad though, but there are better ways. Don't be led by opportunities. Be led internally by the Spirit of God. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Look at 1 Samuel 12. Learn something? Let's start closing now. 1 Samuel chapter 12. Don't be led by stress. How about that? Don't be led by stress. So I'm just stressed. I'm not led by stress. 1 Samuel 12. Verse 1. I'll show you. Samuel was led by stress here. And Samuel said unto Israel, behold, I have hearkened to your voice, in all that you have said to me, and I have made a king over you. So, they wanted a king. God was their king. But Israel wanted a king. So they said, we want a king like every other nation, like every other nation. Samuel said, okay, I have heard your voice, not God's voice. I have heard your voice, and I've given you a king. And now, behold, the king walks before you, and I am old, I am gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you. I have walked before you from my childhood to this day. Here I am, witness against me before the Lord, and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken among you? Whose donkey have I taken? Who have I defrauded? Who have I oppressed? Who have I collected bribe from? And I will give it to you back. What's Samuel doing there? He knows they just made a mistake. He knows they've just been led by every other nation, external. Everybody has a king, so we must have a king. Everybody has a boyfriend and a fiancé, so I must have one too. Amen? Come on. Amen? Some people are led by Valentine's Day. Every time it's Valentine's Day, once it's 2 months to Valentine, your head start calculating. Who will be your vow? Nonsense. Must you even celebrate it? If you will, then celebrate with yourself now. Can't you love yourself? Are you not loved at home? You're looking for vow. And in the name of that, you put yourself under unnecessary pressure. You want a king like every other country. Samuel knew that that was what was happening. And so he said, if I've done anything before you people, he's dissociating himself from them. Observe what he's doing. Verse 4. And he said, you have not defrauded us nor oppressed us. Please look at your Bibles. You have not defrauded us nor oppressed us or taken anything from any man. And he said unto them, the Lord is witness against you. And his anointed is witness this day that you have not found anything in me. And they answered, he is witness. So, at that point, they were led by what? External factors. And Samuel was under duress to give them a king. Don't be led by stress. Don't be led by everybody is doing this thing, so I must do it. See, sometimes that's like the logical thing to do. Listen to me. I think we said it in one of those teachings. I saw the short. By the way, I was on TikTok yesterday. Amen. It was fun. I was on Glorious House Church page. It was weird. And I saw the short. That's what made me talk about the TikTok. Where we said, if everybody's doing the same thing. Oh, this is the route. When you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. That's how everybody's doing it. What if that's not how God wants to lead you? Now, sometimes, it doesn't mean that's not how you're going to go. But I'm saying, why not find out what God wants for you? Don't follow the crowd. If you follow the crowd, you can't make impact. You can't do anything tangible. You can't do anything that you'll be remembered for. And that's fine if you don't want to be remembered. But if that's part of God's plan for you, then you have failed. Are you getting me? They wanted a king like every other person. And Samuel was under stress and he gave them a king. Guess who the king was? Saul, who God will eventually reject. Whatever you get outside of God's leading doesn't last. Brings more trouble than sweetness. Abraham had Ishmael, trouble. Israel had Saul, trouble. Observe that when they now had David, they never lost a battle. They won battles before the battle started. Why? That is the Lord's leading. But when you're led to Saul, you're not led to Saul in Jesus' name. Okay, you don't want. Okay. So Paul says in Romans, he said, we are not led by fear, right? We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear is panic. That means I'm not led by panic. This is what everybody is doing now, so I must do it. In fact, one of my own ideologies, you don't have to take it, is that when I'm in a panic mode, I don't do anything. By default, I will not do anything. God will have to relieve that panic before I will. Even if God is telling me something, because I'm panicking. Don't say, Pastor, you can panic. You didn't want? Have you not panicked before? I'm human like you. So when I'm anxious or it looks like it's panic mode, I just put everything down. Don't be led by panics. Anxiety. That's why Paul said, if you're anxious, stop. Pray. Philippians 4:6. Whatever can make you anxious should make you pray. Don't be led in anxiety. So we said, don't forget where you're from. Proverbs 3:5. Abi? Can a man be led by another thing that is not the Spirit of God? Eh? What the Proverbs call it? Understanding. Abi? Then we began to look at, can a man also be led by feelings and emotions? Paul calls it fear. Abi? Come on. So, we said, there are different types of leading. They are not even God. It doesn't make them bad, because sometimes it could work. There are people who have been led by what they saw, what they felt, and they were right. I just gave an instance of Gideon. I've given an instance of people who were in serious trouble and they got out because they felt something. They felt the environment was unsafe. I felt that before. I remember I went to write post-jam in one school one year. And maybe I got to the school gate. I said, nah, it's not for me. Nah, you know why? Not because God told me anything. I saw chicken and cow. I cannot be entering the campus gate. Sorry for those of you that schooled in all those footer and all. Amen. Footer people, I know there are plenty here. Sorry, oh, but no sorry. I'm seeing cow. I said, nah, it's not for me. It's not for me. We are going global. Amen. No. I can't be fellowshipping with cows. No, it was not footer. Oh. The school was not footer. I think I've only stepped in footer once. So it's not like somewhere I really fancy like that. I fancied at some point. I wanted to do was it pedigree or something? What program did they have? I go to 200 level. It's not a JMB. No. I think it's pedigree now. That they take you from Wema Bank. UBS. That's what you did. Yes, I won. I was looking for the form all around Ibadan. I was looking for the form. That day was going to close. So someone gave me money to go get the form. And it was only Wema Bank. So every Wema Bank I got to in Ibadan, their Ethernet network was not going through, or they didn't have the scratch card there. I mean, almost, I can't say all the Wema Banks in Ibadan, but at least I know I covered everywhere. From Iwo Road to Togate. Togate, Guru Maharaj Togate. I was Wema Bank, myself and my dad. So after everything, I was like, this must be God telling us no. Because what are the chances? And thank God I did not see that recharge card. Amen. Thank God. I would have gone to Futa. See the name now. Futo is better. I wanted to get someone on my side. Amen. So again, how did you get to Futo? Huh? No. Someone help me out. There are different types of leading that could work. It doesn't mean they are wrong. They can be good. But God has given you better, and there's a best way to be led. Amen. It's good when you feel uneasy about something and you take a step back. It's good. But what I'm saying is you can feel uneasy about something, and that's where God is leading you. Jesus felt uneasy in the Garden of Gethsemane. As he was praying, his sweat was like blood. If that happens to you, say, God is warning me. That means there's danger. And God is saying, you walk right in. Walk right in that. So, I can feel uneasy about something, and that's the leading of God. Agabus told Paul, he said, he bound his hand, bound his own leg, and he said, see my hand and my leg. This is what will happen to Paul as he moves to preach. And Paul said, that looks nice. They will bind me, they will put me in prison. Let's go. Because God has commissioned me to go. Even though it looks uneasy, even though it looks threatening, it was God's route. Is it making sense? It doesn't mean that when I see danger, God is taking me away from there. There was danger and Paul walked right in, and that was God's leading. Jesus died on the cross and that was God leading him. So the leading of the Spirit is not about comfort or about rosiness. No, it's about what God wants. Are you getting me? Come on, if you're getting me, say amen. John chapter 3. We'll be there soon, John chapter 3, right? For believers meeting. So let me start hinting some things. So the Pharisees wanted Jesus to die. Why? Because they felt what he's doing must be wrong. How can you heal the sick on Sabbath day? How can you do this on Sabbath? How can you be talking like this? Were their feelings valid? No, in the natural, were their feelings valid? Because the law says don't do this on Sabbath. But were they wrong in their feelings? Huh? Yes, they were wrong. Somebody just saying no and yes. That means you're not listening. Were they wrong in their feelings? Yes.
But were the feelings valid if you look at it stand alone? Yes. Why should Jesus use the sick on Sabbath when Moses already commanded that you rest? Don't do anything. Don't go to the farm. Even if you are sick, you wait till Monday. If Sunday was Sabbath, amen. If not, whatever you are doing, you wait till the next day. And Jesus says, wait till the next day, Asau. Go and get me bread. Wait till the next day, call. This man is sick, let's heal him. Who was in the will of God? The Pharisees or Jesus? You talk another one now. I don't talk Jesus. Who was in the will of God? Jesus. So, the leading by their feelings, by the Pharisees, they were in the wrong. Even though their feelings were strong. Even though their feelings were valid. They were wrong. So the fact that you are feeling that thing that much, I'm feeling like I should just quit everything. See, those who quit everything is because they are led by their feelings. If you find that you give up often and you give up easily, it means you don't hear God enough. This is not to knock you down. This is to strengthen you. It means you don't listen to God enough. If you listen to Him enough, you will have a go again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, are you there? John 3, verse 2. We know you are a teacher that came from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God is with him. So, he's telling Jesus, you do amazing things. No man can do this. What did Jesus do? Jesus said unto him, very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Almost look like he flips the question. Almost look like the conversation changed. From, you are a teacher that came from God. No man can do this. And God just said, that's not where we are going. I'm not led by your own question. And he gives us a different view to ministry and ministering. That, because we can be involved in psychological ministry, where you preach based on people's circumstances. And Jesus said, no, that's not the way to go. You are led. You bring the conversation. I can't say because, oh, there's something going on in the media. Everybody's talking about, give me an example of anything we're talking about. INEC. Iran. Iran and whatever war. I'm not to mention anybody's name. We don't get oil. There's a war, another. And then, because of that, the message on Sunday will now be about the war within. That was where Nicodemus was pushing Jesus. And he's going to bring a conversation. And Jesus said, nah. God has something to say to you this time, and it's not about miracles. God has something to say to you this night, and it's not about whether I'm a rabbi or not, except a man be born again. He flipped the conversation because he's not led from the external. I'm going to polish this more in the coming days. We are not in that psychological stuff, meaning kind of ministry. We are led by the Spirit of God. Come on, we are led by the Spirit of God. Let me give you an example of this. Someone can come to you and tell you how bad they have been treated. Someone can come to you and say, do you know that this is what Sister Florence, sorry if your name is Florence. Anyone Florence here? Good. Florence. Are you okay? Say, this is what Sir Florence did to me. You know, you can actually be led by your feelings and emotions at that time, and then you start doubling down with them too and say, umami's a bad oh, umami's a wicked oh. Or you could bring faith to the party and say, why not let's find a way to resolve this? Is it making sense? You have brought the Spirit to the party, right? That means you are not led by the external. You are led by the Word of God. It's like you don't want it, sir. So, you can be Spirit-led. If you're led by your feelings every time, you won't forgive people. You won't. Someone hurt you, probably emotionally, which is most time. If someone hurt you physically, might be easier to forgive. Shift your jaw. The way Asma does to Chelsea every time. I'm making too much mouth these days. I should be humble, right? Let's maintain it. It's easy to forgive, but when someone hurts you emotionally, sometimes it takes you removing emotions and feelings to forgive them. And you can heal. We've started looking at that on Wednesdays. And you will heal. Such that you think about the entire situation and it won't hurt you anymore. Yeah, because you have the responsibility to heal yourself.
If a wound does not heal in 20 years, don't blame the person that inflicted the wound. Blame the one the wound is on. You should have healed. That's a long time for you to heal. Don't keep yourself under the affliction of another person's mistake. It's time to move on. That's not for this morning. So again, can feelings be right? Are there the perfect ways God leads us? Huh? Can emotions be right? Come on. Pastor, when I saw him, there were butterflies in my belly and all of that. I even need ultrasound. I saw a butterfly. I love him so much. That's cute. And you can be right. That's the beautiful thing. You can be right. What if you're not? Why not follow God's plan? Why not hear his voice? He already tells you. The spirit talks to your spirit. It's not APIO. It's one. The spirit bears witness with your spirit. That means there's an internal conversation that you must not allow an external noise to lower. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't allow the external noise, feelings, emotions, logic. We're going to get all of that. Don't allow them override. I've told you before, the voice of the body is feelings. Huh? The voice of the mind is what? Logic. This makes sense now. Why am I not doing it? This is what everybody's doing. But the voice of the spirit is the word. And it's precise. It's accurate. When God talks, you know God talks. If you are still saying, is it God? Then it's not God yet. When God talks, you know God has spoken. He's the word of God. He's clear as day. Clear as whistle. Are you listening to me? And he'll lead you. Amen. Play for me as I close. He will lead you. I say he will lead you. Amen. So Proverbs 3:5, it says, acknowledge, verse 6 says, acknowledge him in all your ways. In all your ways. He didn't say in some things. Sometimes we acknowledge him only in the difficult things. Oh God, I don't know what to do again. But you knew what to do to this point. God, I don't know where to turn to. All your ways. And he will lead and direct your path. If every time you feel, I don't feel like it can ever work. I don't feel like I can ever work. You see that feeling? It means you will never turn water to wine. What that means is you will never do anything extraordinary. Because your feelings will always tell you it's impossible. I mean, if you were there at that party at Cana of Galilee, and Jesus is sitting somewhere and they say, we should come and meet you for wine. What you're expecting is, he's going to describe a factory nearby to you. And the man says, are there drums here? He said, there are drums. Wine go plenty. He said, we should go and bring drums. Then he says, pour water. Pour water. Are we about to mix Eve or citrus? You know citrus. They still do it. They do it. That's citrus. Don't take it, though. don't take it. Add that to the list of Indomie. There are things you should not take. You should stop taking. 2026. If you work with Indomie, I'm sorry. It's not like I want to collect work from you. That thing is not good. I took a lot of it, though. But it's not good. They thought that was what Jesus was going to say. Then he says, water. As soon as you pour water into the gout, they say, go and serve. Don't lie. Your feelings. What is he saying? If I am the one, no, and I'm carrying that, I'm going home from there. How do you serve water as wine? How? The only way it can happen is that you're not led by feelings. So if God is going to do something extraordinary to you, and is going to push you beyond the norm, you will learn to tame your feelings more. If you walk by your feelings, you won't serve the Lord. Because people watch you, even in church. There's no perfect church. There's no perfect church. There's no perfect pastor. A church becomes imperfect the day you join, because you are not perfect too. There's no perfect person. There's no perfect relationship. There's no perfect marriage. Doesn't exist.
And you can't serve the Lord if you're hot. So that means if you're always working by your feelings, you will never get anything done for Jesus. You see pastor and you say, get away from here, Joe. Because you're led by your feelings, but you're not. You are led by the word of God. You, my friend, you are led beyond feelings. You walk in faith. You trust him for the impossible. You listen for his voice. And you know his voice. You know what Jesus told them in John 10? He said, my sheep know my voice. As Christians, we need to sharpen it. He's talking. If you will down the noise from outside, you will hear him more. He's talking. Elijah said he's not in the fire. He's not in the earthquake. He's not in the things that move you. He's not in those feelings. No matter how strong they are. Oh, pastor. Yesterday night I was just shaking on my bed. Nothing. It's not like I had malaria. Oh, I had malaria. Akoiba. Amen. So I was just shaking. I knew there was a demon around. It was not a demon. It's mosquitoes. You have too many mosquitoes in your house. Just kidding. I was just shaking. I started speaking in tongues. Because I knew there was a demon. Unfortunately, for your neighbor, he now came to knock at that moment. I said, hey! She's the one. I knew it. Her face. I knew that there's a spirit that is in this woman. No. You are in your feelings too much. Take another step. Don't be led by your feelings. Acknowledge him in all your ways. You can be led from within. You can be led in absolute direction. You can have light in all your journey. Without mistakes. Without guesswork. Without fleeces. You can know what God wants you to do. You can know where he wants you to go. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know where to go. You know how to do it. You are not confused. You will never be. I said you're not confused. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are not confused. You are not confused. You are not confused. You walk in the light. As he is in the light, you walk in the light. As he is in the light, you walk in the light. As he is in the light, you walk in the light. You have light. You hear his voice. And you recognize it. With ease. You're not confused. You're not down. I said you're not confused. You're not confused. His voice is clear to you. You go for the best. I say you go for the best. His voice is clear. You go for the best. You go for the best. You hear him every day. And you do his will. Your life is not full of mistakes. It's not full of regrets. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You want to pray about that? Yeah, come on. This week, this month, this year, oh Lord, I hear your voice, Lemo. I learn to put my feelings under control. I'm not led by what I feel. I'm not led by my emotions. I'm not led by a burst of emotions. No, I'm led by your word. I'm led by your spirit. I always know what to do. Always know how to do it. Always know where to go. I'm not confused. Every day I walk in absolute direction. Your light is my light. Your strength is my strength. Your wisdom is mine. I trust you're praying for yourself. When you pray more, you hear his voice more. Because he talks to you. Are you praying at all? I don't do guesswork. I'm not led by fleeces. I'm not led by stress. I'm not led by pressure from the external.
Your word leads me. Your spirit leads me. Because your spirit bears witness with my spirit. Yes, I hear your witness clear, loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. I don't make mistakes. Yeah. I know what to do. Yes, Lord. I know what to do. Every time, every day, you're leading me. You're walking in me, walking through me, walking for me, speaking to me every day. You show me where to go. I always hear your voice telling me what to do. I don't rely on my own understanding. I'm not too smart for you to use. I'm not too smart for you to talk to. I find your wisdom wise enough. I'm not faster than you, God. All I trust is your word. All I trust is your spirit to lead me through life. All I trust is you, Lord. Amen. Are you blessed? Come on, are you blessed? So we've laid the foundation, now we'll kick off from there next.